heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Been kind of hanging out in this chapter all week. And as I mentioned yesterday, this has been sort of my conversation piece with the Lord, which is how I do most of the time my prayer life, is I just hang out in the Word. And we talk about that until He says, go to another place and hang out with another Word. Because I find that it's a lot more important to hear what He has to say than what I have to say. At least it's a lot more solutional. But there's so many things in this chapter that fascinate me, and one of them is this, is that when it says in verse 15 that when they came to Jerusalem and He came in and cleansed the temple, one of the things that's easy to miss is that in verse 11, the day before He came into the temple, it says, and He entered Jerusalem and He came into the temple, and after looking around, He departed for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late. And then it was the next day, after cursing the fig tree, that He came into the temple again, and this time He cleansed the temple. There are those times when it's required that we have to do something and make a decision in a moment. But remember again what it says about Jesus. Jesus, out of His union relationship with His Father, Jesus was always, as the Son of Man, coming into agreement with the mind of the Father. So in that way, Jesus modeled what it was like to have a renewed mind. When the Scripture tells us that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, we're also told that we already have the mind of Christ. So the transformation or the renewal of the mind is simply coming to agreement with the mind of Christ. Because we are in union with Him. We have His mind. We just have to pay attention. And the more we grow in the Lord, that's one of the advantages of maturity, our age, is that even though our outer man's decaying, our inner man's being renewed day by day, and we get more and more sensitive to, accustomed to, the mind of Christ. But when Jesus comes into the temple the first day here, it says He came into the temple, verse 11, and He looked around. Now He saw everything in the temple that day that He saw the next day that drove Him to cleanse the temple. I think it's easy to think that Jesus walked into the temple, saw the stuff, it alarmed Him, and then He just did what He did. Not in sin, but He reacted to the situation. But the truth is, Christ never did anything in response to what the enemy was doing. Christians get in a lot of trouble because they end up doing battle with the enemy on the enemy's terms. And Christ never did that. Christ only did anything in response to what the Father was doing. And like the example in John chapter 11 with Lazarus, when they came and reported to Jesus that Lazarus was at the point of death, it reaffirms in that passage that Jesus loved them, Martha and Mary and Lazarus. They were very close to Him. Even in this chapter, He goes back and forth to Bethany, and the assumption is He's staying with His close friends. And yet even though He loved them, He didn't sense the Father moving. And Jesus came to show the Father, to reveal the Father, to reveal the life of the Father. And He waited and showed up 4 days later. Now Lazarus was already dead, but the Father had a purpose for what He wanted to do. But it would appear to those on the outside that Jesus didn't act when He should have acted. And there are always people pulling at us to make decisions or to act in the moment, because the decision has to be made. Now again, there are those times when you're in a circumstance where a decision has to be made, or you have to respond to something, and we can trust that God will direct us there. But often, we don't know. We're not sure. Jesus didn't have any sense. He just looked around, saw everything. Now, the other thing about when he would stay in Bethany, going back and forth to Jerusalem and Bethany, he would often spend time on the Mount of Olives, which is one of his favorite places, his favorite closet, prayer closet. And I would assume that Jesus looked around, didn't have any sense from what the Father was doing, though he saw what the enemy was doing. And he waited for the next day, spending time with the Father. And then when he went back in to deal with this situation, he knew exactly what the Father wanted to do. This was a place that was created to be a house of prayer. Now, tomorrow we'll look at the fact that they chose to make it no longer a house of prayer. And then it became a den of thieves. Anytime we choose for our own lives to not be a life of prayer, we've made a choice for it to eventually become a den of thieves, but we'll, that's tomorrow. The thing that's important to see is that Christ didn't respond to the evil that he saw until he knew what the Father was doing. And then because he only did those things he saw the Father doing. He only said those things he heard the Father saying. So he must have seen in his mind's eye, in his spirit, this is what the Father's going to do. But he didn't the first day. He just looked around, saw the situation. And then he came back the next day and confronted the enemy and released the authority and the reality of the kingdom of heaven. Because he came in the name of the Father. Only in agreement with the mind of Christ, we can't use the name of Jesus as a formula. Too often we in the West want to reduce Christianity to a formula. Christianity is not something you can memorize. It's a relationship. And the key to relationships, communion, community, communication. And we can only release the kingdom of heaven into a situation. Can we cleanse the environment? Can we change the environment? Jesus came and changed the environment of the temple. Because he came in agreement with the mind of the Father when the Father said to act. So he could then come in the name of the Father. Only when we're in agreement with the mind of Christ can we come in the name of Christ and change the atmosphere of a circumstance or a situation. Only in agreement with the mind of Christ can we come in the name of Christ in prayer. And know that, as Jesus said five times in the Upper Room Discourse, that anything we ask, we can have. The name's not a magic formula. We have to always do things in union with his mind and with his heart. This has always fascinated me here. That Jesus didn't do something about it the first day, because when he looked around, he saw all the evil. But he didn't see what the Father was doing yet. When he came back, he knew what the Father was doing, and then he changed the whole environment. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.